can't bear to see them die. Bring home the babies and put them on the bottle and they're part of the family, I think.
There hasn't been a decent season on Elab Station in northwest Queensland for the last 6 years. The sheep on this property, 90 kilometres south of Huendon, just don't know what it's like to feed in a paddock full of green grass. But luckily for them, grazier Lynn Waring is on hand to bottle feed the orphans. G'day, I'm Tom Major. Lynn has reared hundreds, perhaps thousands, of potty lambs since she moved here with her husband Arthur 50 years ago. And they stay part of the family even after you get them out back with the mob, don't they?
They do. When we bring them in at shearing time, you can walk through the yards and be followed. There might be 1,000 sheep in the yard, and you might be followed by 15 or 20 wherever you go. They're all pets. They never forget you.
As Lynn and her son John walk through the paddocks, they call out to some of the potties. There's a George and a Charlotte and a Will and a Harry. Lynn likes to follow a royal theme.
Oh, there's Princess Sparkle. She came home as a tiny lamb, a day old. I called her Sparkle. She was sparkling white. And then my grandson said, Grandma, she's a princess. So we called her Princess Sparkle. And after the Prince George was born, she had a ram lamb on 11th of November, Remembrance Day, and we called him George. And then sometime later she had a ewe lamb after the Princess Charlotte was born, so we called her Charlotte. And in January this year she had twin ram lambs, so we had to call them William and Harry. So they're out in the paddock now, and Princess is back here somewhere, and she's very heavy and lamb again.
The sheep never forget her, and Lynn's familiarity with the potties plays dividends when it comes to practical farm matters. Armed with just a bucket containing a couple of scraps of stale bread, Lynn stepped in to save the day when there was a problem mustering a mob of sheep up into the yards.
The potties were running in the house paddock with 1,000 wethers. They eventually got them down near the buildings as houses and sheds and shearers' quarters, and the potties split the mob in three or four ways, running under the quarters and through the machinery shed and round the houses, and could hear tempers were frayed and motorbikes were revving, and I thought, I know what's happening here. The potties have taken the lead, but they had several leads. So I went out with my bucket of plastic bucket I used to keep the bread in, and potties love stale bread. And I thought, should I or should not? Yeah, I better go. So I had my bucket, and the potties knew the bucket, only two slices of bread in it. So I started to walk up the shearing shed, and the potties saw me and they followed, and then 1,000 sheep followed those, and I walked them right through the sheep yards, right round to the drafting race, and the men shut the gate behind me, and I couldn't help myself. I said, what's all the fuss about? But it was the potty sheep causing all the problems. We know that.
So it pays dividends in the end, doesn't it?
It does.
There's very few sheep left in the district to yesteryear, I suppose. That's the way to put it. This connection to your animals is really important to maintain.
I think so. I came from the coast. I wasn't born and bred to this way of life, and I was introduced to sheep, and Arthur's parents loved sheep, and I think that's where I got that from. But I guess I'm an animal lover too.
How many potties have you got at the moment?
I don't know. 300, 400, 500. I think most of the sheep we've got at the moment have not known a good season. They don't know what it is to go out and see a paddock full of green grass.
Yeah, need a break sometime soon.
It's got to rain, hasn't it? It's not an easy life. It's a good life. It's not an easy life. Good for kids. Good for kids growing up. Good to get away occasionally and get a break from it too.
Well, I'm sure the sheep appreciate it.
I'm sure they do.